Do you think it's important for every teacher to be a great marketer? Well, that's what I'm going to be addressing in today's podcast. You know, teachers are leaders. Teachers are the ones who actually transform and mold the society into what it is. And you know, whatever we are today is because of our teachers. Yes. So in this podcast, I want to go a little bit deeper into it because the way that the world has changed in the last few years is tremendous. And I feel that it is really important for every teacher, coach, consultant, every knowledge giver to be a great marketer, to be great at promoting their knowledge also, and not just giving knowledge. Okay. So grab your notepads, pens and papers. I'm going to be diving into this concept more in depth, and I'm going to be covering a lot of powerful concepts. Okay, so let's get in. Okay, so the first principle I want to share with you, something that I learned from one of my mentors, is that teachers are leaders. Okay, they lead the society, and true teachers are the ones who implant those seeds and those ideas for the next generation to take action and move forward. Now, what's the difference between a teacher and a marketer? Let's understand that. Now, a typical teacher, when I look back in my school days, I had my typical teachers who would stand in front of the classroom, write on a blackboard, give us information, give us knowledge, and they expect us to take that knowledge and go and implement that and get results. Now, the sad thing is, most of my life, I could never sit in boring classrooms where the teacher was just talking to me. Okay, and if you actually look at the learning pyramid, just go to Google and just look up the learning pyramid. The one of the worst, or the not I wouldn't say the worst, but the most inefficient way to learn to teach is to okay. Let's put it this way: the most inefficient way to learn is to just have somebody talk to you. But the most powerful way to learn is to teach that same knowledge. And one of my mentors, he talks about the golden triangle of success. It is to learn, do, and teach at the same time. So what I'm doing right now is something that, you know, I've been doing some research. I was learning for the last couple of hours. I made a list of all these points. And now I'm just sharing that and teaching with you so that this gets into my system. So I'm learning, doing, and teaching at the same time. Okay. So what's the difference between a teacher and a marketer? A teacher, a typical teacher, is just one who gives knowledge. And that is kind of it's a stereotype thing, and you know, they expect that everybody needs to be following whatever they say, and this is how the entire schooling system has been designed. But I'm talking about something a little bit different. Now, what is a marketer? A marketer is somebody who gives knowledge and inspires people to take action through that knowledge and converts that into a result. Okay, that is what is a marketer. A marketer who uses knowledge to get people to take action and convert that into a result. Now, the result can be many things. Like in terms of typical marketing, the result can be money. The result can be, let's say you want them to take some action and they're able to get a breakthrough in their life. So the result is the end goal of taking action. Okay, so a marketer is somebody who uses knowledge to get people to take action, convert that into results. So this is the difference between a typical teacher who just gives information and a marketer who is able to convert that into a result. The result can be for their students, the result can be for themselves. Now, if you actually look back in the history of time, some of our greatest teachers have been the greatest marketers. And let me give you an example. Let's take Jesus for example. He came about 2,000 years ago. And he had this pure intention to spread the name of God, and he went on this mission. And today, if you see Christianity as a religion, it is spread all over the world because of one man's pure intent to connect people and to connect them with God. Now look at that. He was not just a teacher. He was not just giving information. He created a movement out of that. Okay, he created a movement out of that, and now it's like everybody. There are so many people all over the world who truly believe in that philosophy, right? And let's look at Muhammad, Islam. Same thing. He was not just a great teacher. He was a great marketer. He was able to transform that knowledge into action and convert that into a result. Buddha. We have Ramanujacharya from our Indian history. We have Madhvacharya from Indian history. And even in the recent times, we have somebody like Srila Prabhupada, who came in at the age of 70, just with $4 in his pocket. He went all the way to the US, to America. He had an entire bunch of books, and he was one of the greatest marketers. If you look at it, he left this world in the year 1977. And now in the year 2019, that the movement has grown, hundreds and hundreds of times. So great teachers are great marketers. Okay, they don't just give information, they don't just give knowledge, but they give knowledge and they give practical steps for people to take action so that they can convert that into a result. Okay, so let's go straight in. Now, coming back to this, now, if you're a coach, if you're an author, or if you are some kind of a knowledge giver, I want to now drill down a little bit deeper into sharing with you the attributes of a great marketer. What are the actual attributes of a great marketer? So there are 5 attributes that I want to share with you. Okay, you can just note these down. Attribute number one is a great marketer gives information based on what the audience really needs. I'll repeat this. The first attribute of a great marketer is he or she gives information based on what the audience really needs. They don't just follow a script. Now, if you look at the schooling system, the schooling days, you know, most of the teachers, they just go with the script, you know, they have to finish the portions. They didn't need to go with that. But you know, if they were just a little bit more receptive, I'm talking about myself, I could not sit in boring classrooms. So if they were just a little bit more receptive on what I wanted to learn based on the same topic, probably the classes would have been much more interesting. So the problem happens when typical teachers just follow the script just to get things done versus someone who's able to absorb the audience, what's the energy of the audience, and makes it fun and makes the entire learning experience so much more enjoyable, okay, and more interactive. That's the first attribute. Second attribute is a great marketer uses a lot of stories to establish deeper philosophical points. Okay, as they say, right? Facts tell, but stories sell. So some of the greatest teachers, even if you look at, you know, go back to the example of Jesus. Now, whenever somebody would come to him with a question, he would normally reply back with a story, with a parable. And all these parables have been recorded in the Bible, and there are so many of them. Okay, the same thing. Even in our Indian classic, there's a classic called Srimad Bhagavatam with over 18,000 verses. And the entire, if you actually go deeper into it and study this, everything's a story. And inside the stories have been embedded these deeper philosophical points on how to live a better quality life. Right? So the second attribute is, a great marketer uses stories. They don't just talk about facts. Facts is one side of the game, but stories is what really, you know, captures the imagination of the audience and makes them truly understand what it's all about. Okay, so that's the second point. The third attribute of a great marketer is they're able to tap into the emotions of their audience. Okay, so tap into the emotions and, it's like, I still remember one of my mentors. He was able to, while I was sitting in the audience and I was learning from him, he was able to tap into the exact thing that was running in my mind, the exact burning issue which was on my mind, and he was able to really address that because he knew that that was an emotional turmoil that was there in me, not just me but many others who were sitting in the audience. Okay, so this is something to do with perception and having a mind that can read the audience, okay, or having that sixth sense to understand what the audience really wants and what is going to move them emotionally. Okay, because again, it's all about emotions. We're all human beings and we're all moved by emotions. And there are various types of emotions. And if you are a coach, if you're a trainer, if you are a leader, a teacher, if you're able to understand what are those emotions that your audience feel, and if you're able to address them and make them feel that, then, the audience will do whatever you want them to do. Okay, so the third attribute of a great marketer is to be able to tap into the emotions of the audience. The fourth attribute of a great marketer is to be able to get people to take action. Okay, it's not to just give information, but get people to take action. So the effectiveness of a good, speech, for example, let's say you're doing a training or you're doing some kind of a teaching, the true impact of that is if people walk out of that room or they walk out of that training and they go and take action. Now, it can be a live setting, it can be a webinar, and whatever it may be, you know, whatever format that you're going to give your knowledge or your information in, if your students or if your audience is going to be inspired and they go and take some action immediately after that, that's a great marketer, okay? A great marketer always evokes a response from their audience, okay? Attribute number five is able to convert. A great marketer is able to convert their knowledge into a result. Okay, it can be a monetary result, and it can be some kind of a result which is even for their students. Okay, so attribute number 5 is to be able to convert that into results. A great marketer always converts their marketing activities into a monetary result or some kind of a result that can benefit them also. Okay. Now, in the days of the past, the teachers, if you look at back in the olden days, you had like proper 4 classes of society. Okay, the first class of society was the teachers. Then the second class of society would be the administrators. Then you have the third class of society, which would be the businessmen who would actually run the economy. And the fourth class would be the working class who would actually support all these 3 classes. So in those days, the teaching class would be supported by the other classes, by the businessmen and by the administrators of the society. Administrators are the rulers of the town or the village or the country. They would be the administrators. The businessmen would be the traders and all these people who are actually making the economy grow. And the teachers would only be spending their time in studying and researching and giving that knowledge out. And they were supported by the other classes. But in today's day and age, it's not like that. Okay, everybody needs to stand on their own. So it is all the more important that every teacher needs to become a great marketer and focus on the monetary result. Because only if they are going to be making money, only if you are able to make more money, you'll be more inspired to give more knowledge. Because imagine if you're spending so much time in putting together all the knowledge and you're just teaching and giving and giving and giving, and if your bank account is dry and your wife is shouting at you asking, you know, there's no money, there's no food on the table, how can you expand yourself? How can you contribute more with so much of friction in your life? Come on, think about this. And that's why it's all the more important for every teacher in today's day and age, every coach, every knowledge giver to also become great at marketing and to be also comfortable asking people for money. Okay? And sometimes the perception is, you know what, I'm giving away knowledge. Why should I want money? You know why? Because people who pay money, they will pay attention. And people who pay attention, they will take action. And people who take action, they would get results. So it's your moral responsibility to charge people money for whatever training that you're doing. Yes, you can do some stuff for free, but you have to have an end monetary result. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be stuck. And you won't be truly able to expand your knowledge and inspire more people if you're financially stuck. So money is so important in this game, okay? So now, let's look at why it is important for every teacher to become a great marketer. And I put down like 5 points over here, and these will really inspire you to take this even more seriously, okay? So the first point is information versus transformation. A teacher gives information. A marketer with the powers of a teacher, with the knowledge that you have, you can create transformation in people's lives. Okay, stop doing anything where you're just giving information. Even this podcast, I'm not just, you know, recording this podcast just to share my thoughts and give you information. No, I want you to go through a transformative process in your mind right now, which I'm sure you're already going through as you're listening to me speak, is once it clicks, right? Once you feel what I'm saying, you're never going to think the same way again. And that is a quality of a great teacher marketer, okay? So why it's important for a teacher to be a good marketer is you would truly be able to transform people's lives by through your knowledge and not just giving them information. This is point number 1. The second reason why it's important for every teacher to become a marketer is what I just said. People who pay money, they pay attention. People who pay attention, they take action. People who take action, they get results. So it's your responsibility to charge people money for the knowledge that you have. Okay, very, very important. Point number 3, this will inspire you to do more. Because once you have a good bank account, once you're having, you know, stability for you to run your home, now you don't have to be extravagant and all that. You know, each one of us have a different thresholds on how much money we want to spend, what kind of a lifestyle we want, what kind of, you know, things that we need. But the most important basic principle is a quality life, a life which is stress-free from any financial issues. So if you are able to have stability on your financial side, let's say you're making, you know, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, or even more, that's going to give you that financial stability to start thinking more so that you can start doing more. This will actually inspire you to do more. And this is what exactly happened in my case. You know, when I when I got into this journey of internet-based course creation, and now I'm having a huge community of students who are actually learning on how to create their own courses and deploy it. When I started this like around 1 year ago, I did not understand the potential. But in the last 9 months, I was able to convert my one course line where I teach people on affiliate marketing and information marketing and stuff like that. I was able to convert that from literally nothing to over $100,000 in sales within 9 months. And you know what kind of freedom that has given me? It's given me immense freedom. I'm able to travel the world. I don't have to look at my bank account before making any purchase. And I'm not extravagant. I'm also a minimalist at the core. But I'm saying all the basic needs of life are taken care of, which is what's inspiring me to do much more now, because the whole aspect of money has been settled, okay? And it's also about money management, okay? It's not just about making money. It's about managing money properly. And that's all of the stuff you're going to be learning. If you want to know more about that, jump into one of my webinars. I'll invite you into my inner circle and I'll tell you more about that, okay? So number three is, it's important for every teacher to become a great marketer, because this will inspire you to do more. Number four, when you start doing more, when you start getting in your flow, this will start to create a ripple effect. Okay, this will start to create a ripple effect, because you will be inspiring a lot of people with the knowledge that you have. Those people going out there and taking action, it'll start, creating a ripple effect on the planet. And that way, by you just focusing on your one thing of giving your knowledge and making that money, it's going to really create a much better society. Okay, so my only question to you now is this: if you don't do this, who else will? You have the knowledge in you right now. And if you don't take this seriously, who will? Okay, there are other people who are probably having the same knowledge, but there's only one you. Only you are unique. You're the one unique person in this world. Okay, so if you're able to bring out your uniqueness, there's a lot more that you can do on this planet. Okay, and number five is the big one. Number five, the fifth point is on why it is important for every teacher to become a great marketer, is because you can leave your legacy. Okay, it is not just about the time that you are on this planet. Now look at these examples like Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Ramanuja, Srila Prabhupada, and many of these other great teachers on this who have actually walked this planet. Even now, even though they are gone right now, their messages still carry on, and their messages are actually continuing to grow and inspire and impact so many people's lives. That's what you call as legacy. Okay, so the fifth reason why you need to be great at become a great marketer is that you can truly leave your legacy behind years and years and years after you're gone. And that is the true impact that you can leave on this world. Okay, so just to sum up, I just want to say that every single teacher must be great at marketing. Every single teacher must be rich. It is a moral responsibility for every teacher to be rich, because when you're rich, you can do a lot more. Okay, so if you want to learn more about this and how you can convert your knowledge into a monetary result, I'm doing an in-depth webinar on this. It's a live webinar. You can go to sids.co, sids.co/freedom. If you want to build a truly impactful business on the internet without any office, without any employees, where you're able to inspire people with your knowledge, this webinar is for you. Okay, so if you're an author, trainer, coach, speaker, consultant, knowledge giver, this is a webinar for you. You got to be there for this. Okay, just to repeat, it is sids.co, sids.co/freedom, and register for the webinar. And I want to meet you live, and I will actually deconstruct my entire model on how I've been able to attract over 4,500 students into my online coaching systems, completely sitting from home, and able to inspire and impact a lot of people, leveraging the power of videos. Because when you start to do videos, you can duplicate yourself hundreds and hundreds of times, and you don't have to repeat the same thing again and again and again. Okay, and there is a structure, there's a way on how to create a structured course and a curriculum and stuff like that. And I'm going to teach you not only how to do that, I'm also going to teach you how to market that and how to make that into a monetary result for yourself and for your families. Okay, so I'll see you in the webinar. Register, be there, and keep watching on for more of my podcasts. Two things I would like you to do right now is, if you're listening to this inside my blog, I would like you to please comment below if this podcast really inspired you, and maybe share what is your biggest takeaway from what you just learned today. The second thing what I would like you to do is grab the link. If you're listening to this on my blog, there's a link on the top. Copy that URL. Go and share it on your social media. Go and share it on Facebook. Post it there, and just, in the comment box, type your top two or three takeaways and learnings, and pay it forward. Because somebody else out there maybe may see your post, click on that post, come here, watch and listen to this podcast, and they could be somebody who's going to create a huge impact in the world. So please pay it forward. Don't underestimate this knowledge that I just shared with you. It is not just knowledge, just through my experience and my understanding of observing the world over the last few years in the technology space. So it's all the more important for you to share this post. Okay, thank you so much. Keep watching for more of my podcast. Wish you all the very best. Cheers and God bless. Bye-bye.